From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House is emphasizing the United States had made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The White House insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of Mr. Kim's invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. The U.S. Naval War College, the national security scholar Tom Nichols, on whether the Trump administration is prepared for the talks.
Talking is always better than fighting, but talking requires a lot of preparation. And there's no evidence, first of all, that there was preparation here. And second, there's nothing that the North Koreans have done to merit this except to be the rogue nation they are. Usually summits with the President of the United States are a sign of great seriousness and stature and a reward often for having good relations with the United States.
Nichols believes that North Korea is setting a trap for President Trump. Relief trucks crossed front lines into the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Eastern Ghouta and Syria and unloaded all its food to the population there that is trapped. Despite fighting, the Red Cross says it's coming extremely close, that is. The fighting between the rebels and government troops has left at least 900 civilians dead. Officials in the U.S. state of California have released the identities of the gunman and the three hostages he killed Friday at a veterans facility. The dead hostages were all mental health workers at the facility for combat veterans experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. Authorities said the gunman suffered with PTSD. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is a very positive step. Tillerson did remind Kenya's leadership it has responsibilities to its people, which have been neglected in recent months.
We believe that there are actions that need to be taken in Kenya and that they need to correct certain actions like shutting down TV stations and threatening the independence of the courts.
As for Kenyatta and Odinga, they have just met for the first time since last summer's contentious presidential elections to start what they called a joint push for national unity. The United Nations warns more than 2 million severely acutely malnourished children in the Democratic Republic of Congo are at risk of dying unless they receive urgently needed therapeutic aid. Lisa Schlein on how it happened.
Years of violence and unrest in Democratic Republic of Congo have displaced more than 4.5 million people, creating widespread poverty and hunger. The United Nations refers to the DRC as one of the world's most complex humanitarian crises. It says this catastrophic situation has worsened in recent months because of an uptick in fighting in many parts of the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The governor of the U.S. state of Florida, Rick Scott, has signed a far-reaching school safety bill placing new restrictions on guns, cementing his state's break with the National Rifle Association and decades of Republican thinking on gun control in the aftermath of the recent Parkland High School attack. The bill fell short of achieving, that is, the ban on assault-style weapons sought by the survivors. The gunman who opened fire at Parkland High School used such a weapon, an AR-15 rifle. Here now from the governor of Florida.
Today should serve as an example to the entire country that government can and must move fast. I said at the beginning of this process less than 3 weeks ago that we have to be very careful as we balance our individual rights with our need for public safety.
Florida Governor Rick Scott. British soldiers are helping officials in the town of Salisbury decontaminate the area after a Russian former double agent and his daughter were poisoned with a nerve gas. Forensic experts have cordoned off the home of Sergei Skripal, who, along with his daughter Yulia, were found unconscious Sunday on a bench outside a shopping mall, both in critical condition in a local hospital, poisoned with what authorities say is a rare nerve agent. Detectives retracing the steps of the Skripal's movement as they try to discover how and where the toxin was administered. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.